Okay, we're back now. We were discussing things off the air there, getting ready for the big live-in and various other things. To include the redneck capital of Arkansas and the Olympic Games, which we will detail later. Right now we have Matt Couch in the house.
Good morning.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Nada. Lada.
This is it. This is it. Now, once you get this done, this living for life and all that kind of stuff, then what's next on the agenda?
The next thing on my agenda is going to be tailgate parties.
All right, so yeah. That's the so you got a little respite.
And that's a little bit. And I swear to you, I will be taking a vacation at some point.
Between now and then?
Between now and then.
Well, you know, you've been working 8 days a week.
Well, so. I took a day this year.
Fingers and, to the bone.
I took a day this year for the trip to Dallas. But, yeah, I'm going to take more than 8 hours of PTO at some point.
Well, good. We've got the live-in for life. This is going to be exciting.
We do, and it is. And we're still mapping out everything.
We got Tommy this year. Woo! Yeah!
I'm excited.
How about that?
I'm excited to have Tommy in there.
I'm going
to
make this like a Betty Ford place where everybody has an assignment every day, and they have to clean that up, and you have to stack
that's
the cots,
good.
And you have to do this, and when you're done with your stuff. You
that's
have to do
funny.
I'll be the organizer.
I like that.
You can be the head
you had
of
to be that. You had to be that yeah. one week of your stay.
Well, that's good.
You had different assignments.
Good.
My worst week was when I had to clean up the tables after chow. Because there'd be guys that just sit around and, you know, like people do when they get through eating, and they'll sit around and just talk. And I'm like, man, y'all got to get out of here now. I got to clean these tables so I can go get my nap time in.
Well, you know, Tommy, you used to be the kind of guy that you would, and you still may be that way a little bit, not as bad as you used to be, but you don't like being contained in one area. You like to be able to escape. And this one thing about this 3 days and nights, we're pretty much contained for
the
most
part. We will not
be
leaving. According to Jay Bird, this year there will be no showers. There will be no nothing. So we will
oh,
need,
really?
That's right. According to him, he's...
Wow, no showers.
No leaving,
but
no nothing.
No showers. So we'll have some wet naps and, you know, some washcloths.
Let's get some washcloths with some bigger than your average
But here's the deal.
Soap.
With me in there, I'm like having another woman in there. So we'll have the leave-in conditioners. I'll have the dry shampoo. You know, I can't with look at this.
Dry
these flowing
shampoo.
Locks,
they have dry shampoo.
I can't be in there with no shower with this amount of hair. You know what I mean? I gotta look pretty.
I'll start having hives. I won't shave. I'll wear a headband.
Can we invite people to come after hours? Tommy and Roger, the conjugal visit scene. We need to find out about that.
That's something we'll discuss in our meeting.
We can turn our heads. Not a big deal.
Hey, I'm leaving on vacation the last day, so I don't care.
On Friday?
Well, the conjugal visit thing, I think they're also going to be trying to work on where there will actually be a bed in a separate area, so you can use that.
If you win that day's challenge.
Yeah, and we want people coming by. The goal of this is to raise money for
American Cancer Society. Yes,
so,
yes.
And the way that's going to be done is just people come by and make a donation?
We'll have online donations. We'll have come by and donate. We'll have a sort of like last year, a lot of opportunities to come by and register to win different prizes, donate a certain amount of money for different prizes that are from, you know, local businesses.
Now, my buddy Steve-O, or you might call him Steve Johnson, he wanted to know about, you know, purchasing time with me to go to the movie, maybe go to dinner and stuff like that, maybe tennis. Is that possible?
Yes, and a lot of those things will be on the table as far as sort of purchase a date. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Looking at some different golf outings.
Great.
Some deals
wait a minute,
with the
I
Rafe
thought
Theater.
We just said yesterday that won't go to work.
During live-in. It
oh,
won't
I,
be.
I, I
it'll
you,
be
gotcha,
right.
Gotcha.
I see what you're doing.
Okay.
But it won't be during. It won't be come
but
by.
But if I've got to go to his place and fix his cable for him while I can do that.
If you've got to go fix cable, I think we can arrange that for. Well, I mean, again, it'll be those 3 days.
We have cable?
We want to keep it
do
in
we
there.
Have cable inside the Pleasant Ridge? Comcast?
Need to talk to you about that.
Comcast Xfinity.
Good
now,
anyway.
I know
boom.
That they're not, they don't have service there.
Tommy,
so as far
need,
as the Wi-Fi
need,
and all that
do we need TV?
Yes, you need TV.
We will have TV. Thanks to Levy Pond and Gun.
Hell yes,
well,
you
Tommy
need
have a, yeah. Do we have a, who wants to go use their big chair? They will bring their big chair to the live-in for life.
Well, I'm not bringing my big chair.
You bring your big chair, it would be blasphemy for somebody else to sit in.
So, Matt, you will provide. Well, there was a big chair last year, remember?
Well, there was, but
Roger
right.
basically commandeered the TV.
Well,
and
that's
the chair.
Just not true.
It is.
That is just not true.
Well, and I will say this: we have a number of items that have been donated by local businesses, and let me take just a quick minute and thank City Market Premium Refreshment. Vestas is doing some linens. Levy Pond and Gun for the TVs. Cobblestone and Vine is doing the dining room table and chairs. Our own, our buddy William Harrison,
yes,
donating
a
fridge. Our good friend Matt Couch donating an Xbox, and Cincy
Xbox.
Is doing some candle, their air fresheners. But we need
air freshers.
We do need a couch, and we do need a couple chairs. So anybody out there that's got a couch,
we gotta have that.
Or two, other than me, and a couple chairs.
And we've got webcams set up. I want to see. I want this. You know what I'm curious about? Does Melinda Mayo snore at night? I say she does. I say she's a snorer.
Are we going to break out the shells for Melinda?
From what you told me, I'm a snorer. Samantha hadn't mentioned it to me before.
There'll be some snoring going on.
Oh, there'll have to be. But I'll have my headphones
on.
Will
you wear your bandana and your headset?
Yes. I will wear my bandana, my American flag bandana, a la Gallagher Willie Nelson. And I'll have that on because I don't plan on doing my hair at all. And I said doing my hair.
I can't tell that you do anything anyhow, but I'm with you on the headset.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Do we cook our own food in the back?
We will have to, it does have a small little kitchen area, and we're working with Al Watkins over at the butcher shop.
Hey, Tommy should do some cooking while he's there. He should do what he does at home.
I think you ought to volunteer yourself for some action.
Yeah, you've already done it. You're already wanting to watch us have Costco Village, you freak.
He wants us to bring our chair in so he can watch TV and we cook for him.
Well, listen, I'm used to nothing now.
Well, with Melinda and Sherry and the other ladies here, there's your cooking.
Well, Melinda and Sherry would be your ladies there.
They will be cooking.
I'll be your other honorary woman. But there's not going to be a lot of cooking. Again, let me run down this real fast.
Of course, thanks to
Chick-fil-A, Crazy Mike's, Dugan's Pub, City Market again, Butcher Shop, Stratton's Market, which is another one of it's Don Dugan's new place downtown, and Corky's are going to be providing food and snacks for us.
Do you need any more help in that area?
If you're a business out there, we do have a couple of lunch options. Well, one lunch option.
I gave your number and name to a former employee here who Tommy said looked like the shooter in Colorado. He called last night. He's got a friend that owns a restaurant down the River Market. I gave him your name and number.
Nathan. What are you trying to do?
Nothing.
What?
He texted me last night. I got that.
Yeah, he says he's got a buddy down. And I said that might be a way for you to get.
What would you bring to the table in regards to? Obviously, we got a lot of downtime. Games of choice or games for you?
The quiet game.
Well, I'm telling you, after a while, you're going to want something to do.
Are we getting the massages?
I'm sure at one point.
I'm going to catch up on my nap time because I'm getting ready to go on vacation. And say somebody came down there and said, here's $1,000, but Tommy has to go home for 3 hours and take a shower.
It's a long shower. My first thing would be, what's he going to be doing for 3 hours?
Well, it takes 45 minutes to get the cab.
I got a pool shower you can
use. I'm not using your shower.
Pool shower.
That's even worse.
Wear flip-flops.
You're missing the whole point here.
Oh, I'm not either. I know the problem. You know what the deal is?
He's trying to escape. I don't blame you.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised about the no shower deal.
We'll have some escape clauses worked into this, I'm sure.
Especially if there's an emergency call from Samantha.
This, among other items, we'll need to discuss at our meeting.
We just got to raise some money. That's the
bottom line.
That's the
governor is. Matter of fact, the governor is coming by the first day we're there, the first morning. You know, last year he came by the second or third morning when everybody was asleep.
And that was a heck of a wake-up call for Justin. My understanding was he was dead asleep, and he opens his eyes, and there's Governor Beebe standing above him.
And he wears tidy whities.
Big tidy whities.
Yeah, he wore tidy whities.
I think the band is over his navel. If they're that big.
And then Randy never did wake up.
I don't care to see that.
Randy never did wake up for the governor's appearance.
Randy never did.
Matt DeCampo's coming by Friday, matter of fact, to talk about that.
Cool. And also, Middleton Heat and Air will be doing their free heating and air bill for 3 months. Last year, too.
Hopefully,
so they can come by and register to win that. And some different gift certificates from businesses there in that area, including Chipotle, Schickel's Cleaners, and Scarlet Boutique. And again, this list is kind of ongoing, and we'll touch on it later this week and also early next week. Monday, Tuesday, I'll come by and we'll.
What about you want Lenny to come by and tuck us in one night?
Lenny should come by and say hi. Yeah.
She'll come by.
Absolutely.
She'll come by.
Remember, she used to be a friend of the show. I wonder, Maya, who do you think of all the girls would be the first to take their makeup off? You know, last year
was Sherry. Bother Mayo. Mayo's a guy.
Yeah, I think.
Mayo.
Yeah, I'm like you. I think Mayo won't care about it.
Beth Hunt
probably would not be seen without her makeup. No. I would think.
No. Yeah, but the reapplication process may be more difficult than if they were at home. So again, you may want to leave it on.
You know, I guess she'll be doing daybreak from there every morning. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Oh, yes. The signs we'll have behind her.
Oh my gosh, that'll be fun. I forgot we did that last year. I think the only Cheryl Rupp did it every morning.
She would do stuff on her phone and the videos, and then post on their website.
One morning, one show.
Yeah,
live.
And I don't know if they did last year. I don't know.
I dare them come out and do the show live.
Well, she may be up earlier. She may be up when I'm in the bathroom at the beginning.
Probably.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
You heard that, Seven? The challenge has been issued.
And Roger will buy, what do you think the one thing Roger will buy he has to have coming into that place?
His little panty wipe things, probably.
Wet, that's right, wet wipes and Glade.
He's getting them. I'll bring my Glade. I'll bring Glade. I still have boat
Can
Glade
I tell
left.
You, it won't be anything. Tommy, listen, this is my uncomfortable as it may sound. It's nothing like having to get up and walk 3 blocks, 5 blocks to use the bathroom, as we just found out in Boston. So,